Welcome to Popternative, where we dive into topical discussions from the worlds of pop culture, social media, and sports. Here is your host, Peter Remoliotis, a.k.a. PD Beats.
Hello and welcome to the Popternative podcast. This is the podcast where we have digital discussions in the worlds of pop culture, social media, and sports. Well, this is pretty cool. I am with the winner of season 19 of Big Brother, Josh Martinez. Josh, welcome to Popternative, man.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's just, I can't even imagine what the last couple of months has been for you, man.
Bro, it's been craziness. I honestly, like I was telling you before we even jumped on, I haven't adapted to anything. And it's just, I'm just overwhelmed and beyond blessed with all the opportunities that are coming my way and just winning Big Brother. It's been a dream. So to win and like 2 months later, I still can't even process that I won. I'm like on cloud nine. It's awesome.
No, I know. And it was, we had a couple of weeks ago, we had Ramses Soto on the show.
He's the man. I love Ramses.
And he said that you all hustled him hard because no one knew that you were a super Big Brother fan.
No one. I didn't. What's funny is that I didn't. It's funny because people didn't really understand it and my family didn't even understand it, but one of my strategies was to go in there and people think that I was just there for good TV. I wanted them to think that I was, you know, just placed in that house because I'm crazy and off the wall, which I am, but I wanted them to have the perception that Josh was just picked because he's a loose cannon and he's just going to make good TV. Yeah. I never let anyone know that I was a super fan and that, because if they would have clicked, and they would have realized, okay, Josh is a super fan. This is why he adapts so well. This is why he can see moves. This is why he, you know, so I kind of dumbed down my intelligence and I kind of played it off as like, you know what? I'm just a crazy guy. Yeah. And it worked out because nobody was on to me.
You're just so, a crazy guy loved the show basically, but no one knew. Yeah, yeah.
They would have conversations about past seasons, past house guests, past everything. And I'd be like, oh yeah, what season was he on? And they would be wrong on some things. And I'd be like, dude, but I didn't engage in those conversations because I'm like, one of my strategies was to not, I didn't want anyone to know till the end, if I made it to the end, that I was a super fan. Because that just, being a super fan, it places a target on you. It adds on to making you a bigger target. Oh, they're good at comps. Oh, they adapt well. And he's a super fan. Let's get him out. So that's, I didn't want anything to place a target on me. So that's why I kept it.
So I find that interesting because Ramses was a super fan as well. He said though that even though you knew a lot about the show, he kind of went in there and there's a lot of things that he thought he knew that were I'm sure that happened to you too.
100%. One thing is watching Big Brother and the other thing is playing the game and being inside of that house. My strategy went out the window like within the first hour. There, you can't walk in there with a strategy. My biggest asset was that I adapted each and every day and each and every hour. You had to adapt to the hand that you were dealt and you had to adapt to the game and what was going on in the game. It's a different, every season there's twists and there's new turns. I mean, Paul walked into the house, so nobody was expecting that. Mm-hmm. I think that everybody goes in with, this is my strategy, this is how I'm going to do it. And yes, some of that might work, but most of it doesn't. So yeah, that was a big shock for me because I thought I had it in the bag. And what happened to me was I went under a massive anxiety trip like the first 3, 5, 10 days because it was just so much going on. And yeah, just having the strategy and watching past seasons just drove me up the wall. But yeah, dude, that whole strategy thing is out the door like hour one.
Speaking of Paul.
Yeah.
I gotta ask, because this is a question from Brad. I gotta shout out to my buddy Brad, who's a big Brother fan. Did you suspect that he was playing everyone against each other? Or was that completely out of left field?
I realized early on the game that Paul was playing. Paul was building relationships with everyone, and I was onto it. But being in that game, you kind of need to adapt and make everything. What I told myself every single day, and it's unfortunate because, Big Brother's putting a show together. It's a reality show. They could only put so much into the episodes. They could only show so much. In the DR, I would break down my game. I would not talk strategy with no one. And if I did, I was by myself looking at a camera, talking to the camera. So if I spoke strategy, it was very minimal, but I knew early on what Paul was doing. But I said, Paul's not targeting me. Paul's not affecting my game. If anything, Paul's protecting me. So why go against Paul? He was benefiting my game, so there was no reason why. Of course, everybody wants to see that shot being made. Everybody wants to take out the vet. But if he was protecting me in a way where, oh, leave Josh alone, he's a loose cannon, and everybody was looking past me, why take a shot at Paul? He was only benefiting my game, and that's why. And they didn't show. As soon as he walked in, I shook hands with him and locked in with him. I don't think they showed that on the show. Literally 2 hours in, I was like, dude, I know your style. I know how you play, and I want to play with you. So I locked in with him. I doubt that they showed that, but I was playing with Paul early on, and I kind of let just Paul do his thing. I realized that when Paul said someone's name, instantly they would become targets. So as long as I was on his good side, I wasn't going anywhere.
No, absolutely. And you could just see the emotions, man, for on the show. Yeah. Like the finale, like that was...
Oh, completely shocked. You know, one thing is the game and another thing is the relationships formed. I love the kid and the people that I connected with that in that house, we still talk to today and we're great friends. But when we're talking about the game, dude, Paul played a freaking that game. I saw it as a fan. I was watching him and I was like, dude, this guy's as good as Vanessa Russo. This guy's as good as Derek. What? There's no way that I'm going to beat him. But I also knew that jury management, and I also knew the jury. I knew the jury was going to compare notes, and I knew that if I sprinkle some salt and pepper with my goodbye messages, they were going to put two and two together, and it was going to work to my benefit. So that's why I was willing to take that risk.
And at the end,
I was still shocked. Yeah. I was shocked. The shock was the votes. I thought that I was going to have completely other votes. Like, before Matt walked out the house, I told Matt, I'm like, listen, I'm a huge fan. Evil Dick is one of my favorite players, all this stuff, and nobody knew. He knew walking out. I was a super fan, so I'm like, he's going to walk into that house and be like, yo, Josh has played a good game. I really was expecting Matt's vote, but he was also he was playing with Paul, and they, you know, he was Paul's homie, so I knew that the vote shocked me. That was the shock.
You even say it when it was like down to the final vote. You were like, you won.
When it came down to Mark's vote, once Mark's vote came in, that's when I said, holy shit, I have a chance at this.
Yeah.
Because I knew that Mark and Elena were going to vote the same way. So before Mark's vote came in, I said, okay, Paul, you won. You and Paul. Before Mark left the house, he gave him the friendship thing. Him and Paul were really close during the whole game. Me and Mark fought the whole season. So I'm like, okay, so Paul won. And I was happy either way, because me making it to, I was not going to hand 500K to nobody, but I wanted to win. And for me to make it a final two, it was the weirdest thing. Like, I was sitting there and I'm like, yo, I'm really right. Like, this is really happening. Yeah. This isn't a dream. I don't need to envision myself winning Big Brother anymore. Like, I'm right here. So it was just so many feelings and so much. I was in complete shock, man.
Yeah, I know. Well, you can tell. Like, it's pretty crazy. But yeah, no, but like we understand that you are you're very close to your parents, your family. You know what I mean? And I am too, but like, you're like the mama's boy. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, 100%. My mom. I love my parents. My mom babies me. Everybody can tell.
Was it hard being around, like going that long without like home cooked meals and like being around?
You know what it is? People don't understand. One thing, it's judging, and we signed up for it. So knowing my personality, I knew that I was going to be loved and hated. I knew I was going to walk out to that because I know myself, and I wasn't going to fake who I was for a game or change who I was for a game. So I already knew that. I clashed with a lot of people. I'm opinionated and all that stuff. But when you have conflicts, and then I'm extremely close to my family. So I got really, really homesick inside that house, and I clinched onto other people. I gravitated towards Kevin because he was like the father figure of the house. I got extremely close to Christmas because she was like a big sister to me in that house. And the way that she talked to me just reminded me of my sister, Madie. So when you don't have affection, you lose the sense of touch, the sense of a loved one and all that stuff. And you're secluded. On top of that, you have conflicts with other people. It gets really intense in there, dude, and all you want to do is turn to your family.
Yeah,
like when you're dealing with adversity, whatever it is, who do you turn to? Your family. At least I do. So that's what it was. It was just like I'm playing this game for my family and I want to win and I'm so passionate about winning, but dealing with all this shit is making me homesick and it just took a toll on me.
Oh no, absolutely. I want to, like, obviously I want to get into like the non Big Brother questions, but yeah. like two quick ever questions, you know, yeah. the golden apple.
Oh, people, the biggest blessing.
People want to know. Why did you grab it?
Okay, so first of all, if I didn't grab that golden apple, guess who was going home week one? That game wouldn't have blown up the way that it did. Paul wouldn't have been nominated. Christmas would have been fine. Josh would have left and the game would have continued. And that nine-person whatever, the bomb squad that Cody formed on day three, would have made it a jury if it wasn't for that golden apple. I feel like that shifted the whole game because Cody was so adamant.
But you weren't on anyone's radar, though.
Oh, that's what you think. But, like, Cody, every single – listen, I was completely – I was going through, before I walked into that house in finals in sequester, I was going through a massive anxiety trip. Yeah. I've dealt with anxiety my whole life, but being secluded and walking into the unexpected, into the unknown, I signed up for it. But one thing is signing up, one thing is watching it, and another thing is being in that environment. It took a toll on me. So then I'm instantly thrown into, I was sleep deprived. I didn't eat. We were up from 5 in the morning. So it just took a toll on me. It spiraled out of control the first few days. I was instantly isolated.
Yeah.
Cody hated my guts. Nobody was talking game to me. Josh was public enemy number one the first few days. You guys don't see it because we don't go live until day. Well, I don't know if I can say that. Well, we don't go live after a few days. Yeah. We don't go. We film the first two episodes and then we go live after the first two episodes air. Where the live stream isn't on. So during those 9-10 days, I was completely isolated. Only Christmas, Paul, Jason, Alex, Kevin were talking to me. Everybody else, that the showmances, that alliance that Cody formed, they thought that they were on cloud nine and going to jury, and they didn't have to socialize with everyone.
Yeah.
So my kind of bounce back in the game was stealing. I said, you know what? I knew that Kevin, I was paired with Kevin, and I had Jillian and Elena in my team. So I didn't know how well of a physical competitor Elena was at that time because this was our first HOH. So I said, all right, Kevin's throwing the comp because he won 25K. I have Jillian and Elena, and I'm isolated. I'm going for safety.
Yeah.
Screw this. I'm going for safety. I'm saving myself. I don't care what anybody thinks about it. I'm going to be safe for a week. Little did I know I was safe for 16 days. And every time that Cody went to nominate somebody, he would ask production, on camera, off camera, I guess, because it didn't air. Can I nominate Josh? And they were like, no, you can't. Like, Josh still has safety. So it bought me time to build
blessing. So this golden apple is like a blessing in disguise.
Oh, the golden apple at the time was a curse. And now I look back at it, I'm like, if it wasn't for that golden apple, I wouldn't be $500,000 richer. It wouldn't have bought me the time to build relationships and really connect. Because I was in a funk, and then I snapped out of it. Mm-hmm. I snapped out of it on, like, day 8, day 9. I snapped out of it. And, him nominating Paul blew up the whole game, blew up all of their – they say that they were such great game players. I mean, it blew up his whole alliance, the whole bomb squad he had going on.
Yeah.
So,
well, speaking of alliance, did you plan on having, like, a ride or die? Like, one strong alliance?
I did have – I mean, if – People don't really get my strategy, but if they would have watched, if you're a super fan, if you would have watched my pre-interview, you know, before I jumped in there, like with Ike and all that stuff, I did have that idea of I want that one ride or die that I can completely trust and confide in, and we bounce information off of each other, and we just go. I found that in Christmas early on, and I knew Paul's way of playing the game. I knew that I saw Paul's season, so I know that he grabs over here and takes over there, and he runs his mouth. But if you give him loyalty, he'll give it to you in return. So I locked him with Paul as soon as he walked in because I'm like, this guy's loyal. I know my character and who I am, and I'm not going to change. I'm going to be loyal, so let's play this game. Also, I found I don't think they really showed how I connected with Alex and Jason and what a tight bond we actually had. Because it was in storyline. But me and Jason and Alex were really close. So with those four people, I basically played the game with them. And they won. We won most of the HOHs. We won all of the HOHs besides two. So it worked out, man. I think that I got lucky.
That's very cool. Well, man, like, yes. I mean, talk a little bit about how it's been, like, post-Big Brother. Like, what can we expect from Josh Martinez? I mean, the one thing now is, like, you... like a lot of people on the show, your social media accounts have just skyrocketed. Like, what have you been up to like these past couple of weeks specifically?
Dude, I have not, since I've gotten out of the house, I have not stopped traveling. I've been to, I probably visited more dates than I have ever in my life. Like, it's just been crazy. So many meet and greets.
Yeah.
I've been doing charity events. I've been, traveling and just doing mainly just meet and greets and appearances. Like, I had a few club appearances, a few meet and greets, but I love that. And I want to continue doing it for as long as I can, because I get to connect with the people. One thing is talking on social media. And social media is overwhelming, to be honest, because you get so many messages. But then you go to these meet and greets and you meet these fans and you see the impact and how happy you made them. And that for me is just everything. Because if I was able to, me being a shithead and me being completely crazy. But if I entertained you and I made you laugh, that's pretty awesome, man. Because that's all my mom told me before I left. Remember, you're on a huge platform. Just try to impact others' lives. She knew that I was a nutcase, but she's like, just try to do good with what's going on. So that's what I'm just trying to do. I got a decent following and just continue to do these meet and greets and give back and do good and just meet all the fans and have a good time.
So, and this is an interesting question. The Josh that we saw on Big Brother, is that Josh?
That's Josh. That's Josh. Put into a situation that's completely unreal. You don't live your life walking past your enemy 24/7, 7 days a week. I don't live my life with people like Cody or people like... So if you throw us in a house, strip us away from everything, guess what? That's Josh.
That's Josh.
Every single aspect of my personality you guys saw. You guys saw the mama's boy, the crybaby, the guy that doesn't take shit from nobody.
The pad smasher. That's probably my favorite.
Pots and pans.
That's probably my... when you're like... You're coasting... When you're like... You're like talking about Cody. And and then Mark's just like, Josh, shut up. And then like that whole thing.
Yeah.
That was insane.
I'm 23 years old, dude, and I react and I'm impulsive. And when I get mad, I black out. So, yeah, that was a complete blackout. But, you know, he inserted himself. I get it. He was looking out for his friend. But he didn't really have a voice in that. He didn't really ever stand up for anybody. He was flip-flopping the whole
thing. And season. What I find funny, for someone who, like, so say someone who didn't watch the show, right, just sees that clip. Right?
Oh, yeah, I'm a nutcase.
So, no, but he's sitting down, right? And you smash the bats, and he gets up, and he has the tutu on. Yeah. But, like, if you didn't watch the show, you wouldn't know that he was in that. So, it's just funny how he's just behind the table.
And then he jumps up in a tutu like the Hulk. You know what's funny, man?
They were great. I had them both on my show together, Mark and Alea. Yeah, they were awesome.
Yeah. I don't even know. I thought we were cool. Now we're not cool. But I wish them the best. And what I will say is, man, people have their opinions on this season. But one thing that they can't say is that we were not entertaining. I mean, we had the highest rated season in about like seven. I might be wrong, but like in 7 years, we had like one of the highest rated seasons.
And you're the winner of the highest rating season.
I know. But not only that, I think that we were all entertaining and everybody brought something to the table. I think that some people didn't. They're extremely vocal outside of the house, and they weren't in the game, which is kind of pathetic because the game is done. When you should have spoke about what you felt, it was in the house of the opportunity. Because I'm a face-to-face person, dude. If I would have gotten evicted and I left being myself and speaking my mind, I would have been at peace because I'm like, I left everything in the Big Brother house. I didn't hold back.
There were some pissed off evictions, man.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But that's always gonna happen.
Oh yeah, it's good. It's always gonna happen, especially when you're getting blindsided. You know.
Oh yeah.
Who's not gonna be pissed?
All right, we wrap up. Yeah. Most surprising eviction, in your opinion, was who?
Most surprising eviction.
Was there any surprises, like from your perspective?
I was kind of in on everything that was happening.
Okay.
So I kind of was in on every. I wasn't shocked about any eviction because I was in on it and I knew what was going on. I think the hardest eviction for me. The two hardest evictions for me were blindsiding Jason.
Mm-hmm.
That was really hard because I love that guy. Jason's one of the coolest people I've ever met in my life, and I really built a bond with him. Blindsiding Jason was hard, and the way that it went down. but I couldn't blow up my game. Yeah. I was thinking, if I blow up Paul's game, I'm going to blow up my game. Everyone's going to turn on me, because at that point, he had so much control. Nobody was listening to me. So I had to go with it and make it work to my advantage. That's why I did the goodbyes. And evicting Alex the way that I did, but I kind of liked it because I went straight forward and I gave her my piece, but that was really hard.
Okay.
But I wasn't shocked or surprised. I was pretty in on every eviction of like how it was going to play out.
That's crazy. I love your passion, man. You're so like you're done. This is, it's over, but you can't take away the passion, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Dude, I'm a huge fan of Big Brother, and even now that I played, I'm gonna look at the game with a whole different perspective. But my thing is, I work and I watch Big Brother. Like, I work, I'm extremely social, and but that one guilty pleasure, my TV show is Big Brother, so I'm legit gonna binge watch and be like, go back into being a fan and just be on Twitter and just going off.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
As soon as yeah, Celebrity starts and 20 starts.
Well,
it's gonna be fun.
Josh, thank you so much for coming on Popturative, man. This is awesome.
Dude, thank you for having me.
No, that's really cool. Where can people follow you on social media? What are the handles?
Yeah, so my Instagram handle is Josh_Martinez_.
Yeah.
My Twitter's Josh. I think it's JoshMBB19. And then, yeah, once you find me on Instagram, I basically have everything, like my Twitter, Snapchat, and all that
Perfect.
Stuff. So, yeah, just my Instagram, Josh_.
Yeah, we'll put all the links on the website and the description as well, too, so nice. People can follow. All right, man. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for having me, buddy.
No problem. Anyway, this has been Popturnative. You can catch previous episode of Popturnative on our YouTube page. Be sure to also subscribe. Until next time, this is Josh and PDB signing off.
Thank you for tuning in to Popturnative. Make sure to check out our past episodes of Popturnative on YouTube. Be sure to like Popturnative on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.